Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, September 23rd, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open. European equity markets have had a softer open following broad weakness in Asia. U.S. dollar extends recent gains versus sterling and euro, sending them to fresh trend lows. But the dollar is softer versus yen after yesterday's foreign exchange intervention by the Japanese authorities. U.S. Treasury yields are lower, oil is down, gold is softer, industrial metals are mostly down, other commodities are a smidge lower also. In macro news, global markets continue to digest the recent central bank updates. After Fed's hawkish rate hike, the Bank of England followed up with a 50 basis point rate hike in Thursday's session. South Africa, Indonesia, Taiwan, Vietnam, and the Philippines were among other central banks raising rates, bringing this week's total to more than 600 basis points. The key attention now is on Fed's tolerance for a softer economic growth momentum in order to rein in inflation, pointing to a higher risk of a recession. Risk assets have been under pressure from the hawkish central bank rhetoric and, in particular, the likelihood of more aggressive Fed action. Most market participants now see a very narrow window for a soft landing. Earnings are likely to play an increasingly bigger role from a directional standpoint, given the weaker macro backdrop and margin pressures. On the data front, Spain's Q2 GDP exceeded consensus, while the Netherlands' reading came in lower than estimates. The September Eurozone flash manufacturing PMI hit a 27-month low, and the services PMI reading fell to a 19-month low. The German PMI also posted the lowest since June 2020, despite meeting consensus. France's PMI missed expectations and moved back into contraction. Overnight, the UK GfK consumer confidence data hit its weakest level on record. Key focus on the US macro calendar today is the September PMIs. In corporate news, Boeing is close to an agreement to settle the SEC investigation into 737 MAX disclosures, according to Wall Street Journal. Asian equities were lower across the region on Friday, with all major benchmarks on track for sharp weekly losses. Australia slumped with tech, consumer, and real estate stocks plummeting, though higher mining stocks offset some of the losses. Greater China markets were all lower, with Shenzhen being a major underperformer. South Korea and Taiwan were sharply down, Southeast Asia was also weaker, and India dropped at the open. Foreign exchange and rate hikes remained the dominant topics for the region throughout the week. Japan intervened to support yen post-close on Thursday for the first time since 1998. The intervention generated some debate about selling pressure on U.S. treasuries, encapsulating the broader concerns about similar moves by other central banks in a race to defend their currencies. The Korean won is also performing at its weakest since March 2009. In other developments, Japan announced the removal of daily cap on inbound traveler numbers from October, along with the resumption of trips for individual tourists. Hong Kong also announced late on Friday an end to hotel quarantine for international travelers starting next week, after more than 2.5 years. In Europe, equity markets are trading lower after falling sharply in recent sessions. Big focal point for Europe today will come from today's UK budget. While update being described as a mini budget due to the absence of macroeconomic forecasts, it is predicted to be the biggest tax giveaway in over 30 years. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Friday, September 23rd, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.